Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our favorite, maybe our least favorite teenager. It's Dylan, the argumentative teen. Hi, Dylan.
Sup?
Shouldn't you be in high school now, Dylan?
Man, I don't have to go to class anymore.
Oh, really?
They basically just gave me my diploma.
Gave it to you.
What are you homos doing?
Oh, we're just doing a show.
Hey, you know, speaking of your show, man, I was listening to it. And, like, George, which one's George?
That's me.
You want to make your show better?
Sure.
Turn off your mic.
All right.
You guys are lame, man.
No, thanks,
Dylan. What are you talking about today? Talking sports?
Are you calling us from reassignment school again?
Yeah, so what? My old school couldn't handle having a kick-ass leader on campus, you know?
Oh, right, yeah.
Principal's jealous.
Because you're so great.
No, because I was nailing more of the girls than he was.
Okay.
Yeah. You got it going on,
so
don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and you guys don't, okay? You're lame. You're super old. Probably not even in a six-fig club.
You can't even drive.
That's what my Uncle Chris says.
Oh, he's your uncle?
You can't even drive or vote or drink. I mean, you can't really do anything yet.
I do all of those things, not legally, because our laws are lame. You guys still renting?
Renting?
Yeah.
No.
My Uncle Chris says you are a bunch of renters.
No.
He owns, like, most of the property in America. He could buy and sell your ass, George. What do you think of that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he could.
I think your uncle's...
Maybe he could. Maybe he could.
God. I think your uncle's a bad influence on you.
I'm just sitting here trying to decide which major Ivy League school I'm going to go to in the fall. Think about, like, maybe Harvard or Yale or that Sorbonne in Paris, whatever that is. You know, that'd be cool.
Are you actually going to graduate?
I already graduated, you idiot.
They said I gave him a degree for being...
I already gave him my diploma.
I don't think they're going to be...
I'm going to take that diploma and I'm going to turn it into $1 million within the first month.
Man, I don't know if many... kids do that going right out of high school.
Why are you taking...
Oh, jeez.
God, you talk like an idiot, man. Do you ever listen to yourself?
No.
How do you go home, look in the mirror, and not put an ice pick in your eyes?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I'm going to make more in my first year of working than you guys made in your whole life. That's got to be intimidating in some way to you. That's got to be intimidating.
I'll take that bet.
You take the bid. I'll take that bid. I will bet you all my money, which is $3. That's all you got. Hey, what's with that stupid MacArthur Irving kid, the ISIS kid?
Man, he's not in ISIS.
He makes the list of the most influential teens.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know, man. I think that kid is super gay.
Well, you know... don't need to say that about him. He brought something to school, and you know,
you take a stupid clock to school, and you get on that list.
Yeah,
that kid's still a virgin. I'm so much like not a virgin.
Well, who cares?
I should be on that list
of most influential teens.
Yeah, yeah. What? Kids want to be me. They want to be like me. They either want to sleep with me or they want to be me.
God.
Hey, I heard that the ugly one of you two is scared of the witty bitty violence on the scary television box.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm an admitted TV wimp.
Yeah, you are a wimp, you turd. Listen, let me tell you about the TV that I watch. It's awesome, all right?
Okay.
I was watching last night this show, and I was watching this dude getting blown away on the show, and it was great. It was super kick-ass. He was coming home from a business trip. He was excited because he'd gotten his four daughters, like, presents from his travels and stuff, and his wife was waiting on the front porch for him. She was hot, you know, and he's getting out of this cab in front of his house, and they're all standing there. Right then, a blimp full of government snipers swoops down, and they fire a grenade right into this dude's mouth.
That's...
And the the camera goes like close up and his eyes get real big and his head blows off, man. It was great.
See, that's what I'm talking about, how these shows affect people.
His wife's like screaming and crap, and then he's immediately seized on by these zombies who eat his brains as the kids are screaming, and then the hyenas with lasers mounted on their genitalia, they come in, they start licking the germs off the guy's dead brain stem that's sticking up out of his still beating heart.
So that's what gets you going.
Yeah, it's this kid show that's on cable now.
Kid show? That is not a kid show. All right, Dylan.
Happy times.
Hey,
Dylan. Okay, Dylan. Oh, I get to go. I get to talk about World Series. Oh, Bill Buckner, Kansas City. World Series, yes. Whatever.
When did you turn into Rex Kwon Do?
This is like my favorite movie of all time. You guys ever seen Napoleon Dynamite? Oh,
yes.
I guess you haven't because it came out after 1971.
All right, Dylan. Have a good day.
Bye, turds.
Bye. That's Dylan, the argumentative teen. Always good to get the blood pressure.